Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. If you follow the news about climate change, you've probably heard the phrase net zero.
This move to zero out its emissions is really significant.
We're pledging to get to net zero emissions.
We are making a worldwide science-based commitment to reach net zero greenhouse gas emissions.
The United States will be 100% clean energy economy with net zero emissions.
But what does net zero really mean? Here to help me answer that question is Stephen Porter, our founder and the provost of sustainability at Brown University. Hey, Stephen.
Hey, Megan. Good to talk to you again.
So the thing I wanted to ask you about today is when a business says it's becoming net zero, what does that mean?
In theory, it means that the business is canceling out any greenhouse gases it emits by reducing the same amount of emissions from somewhere else. You also might have heard it called carbon neutral.
I actually thought net zero meant you found a way to stop creating greenhouse gas emissions altogether.
That would be much better, and we would just call that zero. The net in net zero means it's more of an equation. The gases you create minus the gases you keep out of the air equals zero.
So how does that work?
Let's start with a simple example. Let's say you drive your car and it emits some carbon dioxide, or CO2. You can't grab those emissions back, but you can plant a tree. And if the tree grows long enough, it'll pull some CO2 out of the air.
And if the tree pulls out as much CO2 as your car creates, you're net zero?
Right. That's called a carbon offset.
But what if the tree dies?
That's one problem with the offsets. It's hard to be sure that they'll actually work.
Do any of them work?
Yeah, sort of. For example, let's say you drive your car, but you also put enough solar panels on your house to cut the same amount of emissions from a power plant.
That would make you truly net zero?
Yeah, but there's another problem. In the long run, there aren't enough real offsets to make up for all our emissions.
So what's the point? Is net zero just BS?
It doesn't have to be, but it definitely can be. Let's say a business wants to be net zero. The BS way is to change nothing. Buy cheap offsets that don't work and call it a day.
What's a better approach?
If a company is really serious about tackling climate change, it'll switch from gas to electric cars, it'll invest in new renewable energy sources, and it will stop using fossil fuels to heat its buildings.
And only buy offsets for the emissions it truly can't avoid?
Yeah, and make a plan to eliminate even those as fast as possible.
Okay, so how are you feeling in general about this whole push to become net zero?
So net zero is totally a necessary step. There are lots of things that we can't eliminate emissions from right away. But at the end of the day, the atmosphere doesn't respond to what we say our emissions are. It responds to what they actually are. And the only way to avoid catastrophic climate change is to get those emissions down to zero.
Great. Thanks for clearing this up for me, Stephen.
Happy to help.
That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way you recycle, use energy, or make any other choice that affects the planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly or subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. Possibly is a co-production of the Institute at Brown for Environment and Society, Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative, and the Publics Radio.